This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Tuesday, T-Boy Tuesday, March 5th. And today's pod is the best one yet. It's a T-Boy.
The top three pop business news stories you need to know today.
But Yetis, have you heard our podcast from yesterday? Because yesterday, Jack and I recorded an entire show from the back of a self-driving robo-taxi.
That's right. We rebuilt our podcast studio in the backseat of a Waymo, and we went for a drive around San Francisco while we recorded the show.
The first ever self-driving podcast. Unprecedented, Jack.
It was legendary. So you got to go back and listen to yesterday's show if you missed it.
Although today's show is the best one yet. We should point that
Fair
out.
Fair point.
Jack, first story for today's fantastic T-Boy. What do we got, man?
Over the weekend, America's top CEOs attended the biggest wedding ever over in India.
But Yetis, it wasn't about the bride. This was all about the company behind it. India's biggest company.
For our second story, Apple was just fined $2 billion by the European Union for messing with Spotify.
So Jack and I are looking at the most surprisingly profitable profit puppy in tech. What is it, Jack?
The App Store. And our third and final story is Caitlin Clark. The Iowa point guard just set the all-time NCAA basketball scoring record for men or women.
But she's also the highest paid athlete in the history of college.
But besties, before we hit that wonderful mix of stories.
Wild mix of stories. Love that mix of stories today, Jack.
This isn't just any day, Nick. This is my 36th birthday.
Jack's birthday, not too shabby. It's actually your best birthday yet, Jack. There you go.
And it being my birthday and all, I wanted to make the intro near and dear to something me.
We could have talked about family. You know, we could have talked about friendship. But Jack wanted to talk Birkenstocks.
Because, bestie, since I converted to Birkenstocks in 2016, it's the only thing I put on my feet.
Actually, Jack doesn't own a pair of Birkenstock shoes. He owns an inventory of Birkenstock shoes.
It's not a loafer, it's a lifestyle. And last year, Birkenstocks IPO'd. We covered it. It was the oldest IPO ever.
Yeah, founded by a German cobbler back in 1774. Johann von Birkenstocken, right, Jacken?
But perfect timing for my birthday, because they just reported earnings and they made shoe history.
Get this, Yetis. For the first time ever, closed-toed shoes just outsold open-toed shoes.
Birkenstocks clogs outsold Birkenstock sandals.
I mean, Jack, this is the biggest thing to happen to shoes since the high heel.
The most shocking news in footwear since they invented the sock.
Because the way Jack and I see it, the world is divided between those who wear open-toed shoes and those who are closed-toed people.
Exactly. Open-toed people, closed-toed people. You gotta pick a side.
Are you letting your toes breathe?
Or are you bottling them up so nobody can see them?
Well, Jack, you're more experienced than anyone because don't you basically own all of these shoes, like both open-toed and closed-toed?
I have both open-toed and closed-toed, which is controversial because I have hobbit feet, which are hairy and kind of gross.
I happen to have open-toed Birkenstocks, but only because you bought me open-toed Birkenstocks. I ended up in the open-toed camp.
It's your first and only pair, isn't it?
Yeah, I wasn't born that way kind of a thing. I became an open-toed person.
So for T-Boy Tuesday, Yetis, we want to know, closed-toed or open-toed?
Open-toed or closed-toed?
Are you letting those lower digits breathe?
Or are you keeping those bunions all bottled up in there?
This T-Boy Tuesday, we're asking the most polarizing question in footwear.
Open-toed or closed-toed?
We got a poll on Instagram, at T-Boy Pod. Hit us up. Place your vote.
To be clear, we're not asking for feet pics, are we, Jack?
No. This is Super Tuesday. The other Super Tuesday. Get out there and vote.
Open-toed or closed-toed, you know what to do.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
Start the show.
Canva.
Yetis, in sports as in business, if you look good, you feel good, and you'll play good.
That's why we love Canva. It's simply the best online graphic design software we've ever used.
Neither one of us are designers, and yet both of us have created beautiful designs for our business using Canva.
We designed our merch on Canva.
We designed our social posts on Canva.
We designed the signs for our T-Boy Live show on Canva.
True story. Oh, and Canva isn't just for startups or entrepreneurs either, because 90% of Fortune 500 companies now use Canva.
But it definitely is for startups like us, the T-Boy Podcast Media Company.
Our creative director literally said she cannot live without Canva.
And we believe her. It'll make your business look good, which will make you feel good, and you'll perform better.
So Yeti, start designing today at canva.com. Canva, designed for work.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
It's a
thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop
that. Listen to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500. For our first story, over the weekend, the biggest wedding maybe in history went down. Bill Gates was there. Ivanka Trump was there. Marky Mark Zuckerberg was even at this wedding.
Why were they all there? Because the wedding was for the heir to the richest man in Asia.
And Jack and I are going to tell you all about the company behind it.
But first, besties, we've heard that there's nothing more thrilling than an Indian wedding.
Full disclosure, this is Nick, this is Jack, and neither of us have gotten any invites to an Indian wedding.
Besties, Yetis, if you send one our way and we can make it, we're going to try to make it.
We can be each other's plus one. It's actually a great deal. But Yetis, here is the story. Over the weekend was a three-day Indian wedding event with 1,200 guests.
Guess who attended? The former or current CEOs of Disney, Microsoft, and Meta.
And Jack, who was the musical performance during the cocktail hour at this wedding?
None other than Rihanna. She went from the Super Bowl halftime show to this wedding.
And they were all there because the groom happens to be the son of the 9th richest man in the world, the top businessman in all of India.
There were so many private jets that landed in this one locale in India that the government had to set up a new passport stamping facility, okay?
This was such a big deal of a wedding that the dress code wasn't a theme. Like, what was your theme at your wedding, Jack?
Both. Boho chic was the dress code at my wedding.
They didn't have a theme like boho chic. They had a 9-page booklet telling you how to dress.
Mark Zuckerberg showed up in what I can only describe as artwork.
He actually looked amazing. But Jack, can you sprinkle on some context for us, please, over there?
The 3-day wedding party wasn't even the wedding. It was the pre-wedding weekend.
Yeah, it's just a pre-wedding.
The actual wedding's in July. So I don't even know what this was. Again, we want to go to an Indian wedding.
Yetis, the bride was a star, but the star was the groom.
Because the groom was Anant Ambani, the son of Mukesh Ambani.
The Ambanis, Asia's richest family, the 9th wealthiest person worldwide, $117 billion net worth, Jack. That is more than 25 lifts.
I can't imagine how expensive this wedding was.
Well, apparently his sister's wedding was $100 million.
And that was 5 years ago.
Before inflation.
Now, Yetis, these CEOs, they weren't attending just to send their wedding blessings. They all actually have billions of dollars at stake in this wedding.
Because the company behind the family, behind the wedding, happens to be Reliance Industries.
The groom's family owns half of the largest company in India, Reliance Industries.
It's actually a publicly traded company. You can buy the stock of this company. It's a $250 billion firm.
And guess what? 7% of everything that India exports is made by Reliance Industries.
Basically, like 7% of India's economy is this company.
Their export economy.
So Jack and I jumped in T-boy style to this company, and we discovered that Reliance is like the perfect example of a conglomerate.
Because it was founded in 1958 in the spice trade. And then they started selling yarn for India's budding rugs industry.
But then they realized to run textile factories, you need oil. So they got into the oil business.
And if they make rug dyes, they need chemicals. So they acquired some chemical companies.
Well, a few decades and hundreds of acquisitions later, today, Reliance Industries has 234 different subsidiary companies.
This company makes airplane parts. They produce movies. They own malls, they run hotels, and they have cybersecurity firms.
This company, Reliance, has a mobile business that Facebook invested $6 billion with a B right into a few years ago.
And just last week, they formed a $9 billion joint venture with Disney to stream India's cricket games on Reliance's streaming apps.
This wedding, it was really a bleisure trip for all these CEOs, wasn't it, Jack?
Beautiful wedding, but some pretty big business deals to check in on.
I didn't bring my husband, I brought my lawyer. Jack, I think there are contracts under the canapes. So what's the takeaway for all our buddies over at Reliant Industries?
This wedding wasn't about the couple. It was about India.
Yetis. Last year, Jack and I told you how India passed China to become the largest population in the world.
And we told you how Apple is moving manufacturing to India to diversify from China.
Well, perfect timing, because last week we got really interesting new data. It showed that India is the fastest growing big economy on the planet.
India grew at a piping hot 8% last year, and its stock market is also at an all-time high.
Yeah, it's the biggest market opportunity in the world right now isn't China anymore, it's India.
And this opulent, expensive, extravagant three-day pre-wedding weekend is symbolic of that old switcheroo.
Jack, remember the 2008 Beijing Olympics, like China's coming out party?
That was wild.
Well, this wedding was India's coming out party. For our second story, Apple just suffered its biggest fine ever, $2 billion by the European Union for messing with Spotify.
And this whole case reveals a dirty secret Apple doesn't want you to know. The App Store is so profitable for Apple.
It's so profitable?
Apple's embarrassed by how profitable it is.
All right, but yeah, before we get to the rest of the story, Jack and I, we want to run a little experiment with you.
If you have an iPhone, open up the App Store app and search for the word music. What's the app that should show up at the top?
You'd think Spotify.
Spotify is the number one streamer in the world. So yes, Spotify is the music app.
But check, where does Spotify show up for you in the App Store?
For me, they're not first, second, third, or fourth. They're fifth.
Yetis, Spotify is the number one most downloaded music app on earth, and yet it's number five in the App Store.
Number one, unsurprisingly, is Apple Music.
And that is one key reason why the EU just gave Apple its biggest fine ever. $2 billion.
The EU just ruled that Apple's App Store unfairly punishes Apple's competitors, like Spotify in this case.
And the EU has basically become like a global police force. They're like keeping America's big tech in check over there.
And the EU also complained about the sneaky app tax that everyone complains about except Apple.
The app tax, we should describe that as well, shouldn't we, Jack?
If you buy something in the App Store, Apple takes up to a 30% cut of all those payments. And those payments add up.
So 5 years ago, Spotify sued Apple on its home turf of the European Union.
And the EU just sided with Spotify, calling Apple's App Store practices illegal.
Now, Yetis, here's what Jack and I found fascinating about this story. Apple prepared a response to this ruling. And what was that response exactly, Jack?
A 1,600-word public statement that was very defensive.
It was a 1,600-word whine.
In this letter, Apple complained that Spotify doesn't suffer from Apple's App Store at all. In fact, Spotify benefits from the App Store.
Apple points out that Spotify doesn't actually pay Apple anything, technically.
Now, of course, Spotify customers pay Apple, but Apple didn't talk about that.
In fact, Apple framed their App Store as a public service, as essentially the UNICEF of apps.
It basically said Spotify should be thankful for the App Store.
Like, oh, you're welcome, Spotify. You're welcome.
They framed the App Store as like a free public service that is just a wonder to society.
Apple was like so ruffled by this whole situation. We noticed they mentioned the word Spotify 38 times in this letter.
For big old Apple to complain about Spotify, a company 1/60th of their size, by mentioning it 38 times, it really came off as whiny and defensive.
Jack, it's kind of like two siblings fighting over the remote and the bigger sibling's like, she bit me, but she's a baby.
That's kind of what it's like.
I'm picturing like your brother Tucker taking a bite of your dessert, man, and then him complaining about you.
But Tuck was never this much bigger than me.
Clearly, there's some unresolved issues there, Jack. There's some unresolved issues.
But Yetis, Apple seems very annoyed that anyone is questioning them, especially Spotify.
But the way Jack and I see it, the key isn't Spotify, is it, Jack?
The key of this story that Apple's so upset about is the App Store.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Apple?
There's only one thing actually growing at Apple. It's the App Store.
Yetis, all of Apple's operating segments actually shrank last year, except for one.
The only Apple segment that grew in 2023 was services.
Services, not iPhones, not MacBooks, not iPads, not even wearables. The only division growing at Apple right now is services.
And here's the secret that Apple doesn't like to tell anybody. Services is mostly the App Store.
Shh, Jack, you're supposed to whisper that.
Besties, Apple has never shared the revenue or the profits of the App Store. Instead, they bury the results within the services category.
But interestingly, an expert witness testified a few years back that the App Store of Apple has a 78% profit margin. That is huge.
Isn't this shocking? The App Store is the only division growing at Apple, and it's by far the most profitable division.
So Yeti's Apple wrote a 1,600-word letter attacking Spotify, but it was really defending its App Store.
The App Store, the thing they pretend is a public service, but is a wildly profitable public service.
Because Apple's 1 billion devices are really app toll booths collecting app taxes.
There's only one thing growing at Apple, and it's the App Store. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Yetis, how good is the feeling of finally getting something off your chest?
You've been wanting to say it. You've been waiting to say it.
But you bottle it up.
In Waspy, Vermont, where I grew up, we didn't talk much about our problems. We were encouraged to keep them to yourself.
Yetis, bottling up your feelings is just horrible for you because eventually it blows up with an outburst. And then while it's stewing, it makes your whole stomach feel terrible.
We encourage you to get it off your chest. And the perfect place to do that is therapy.
You will not believe how good it feels to say something that has been left unsaid, and you can practice with a therapist and then end up telling your loved ones the best way possible later on.
You don't have to tell them, but you could. It's 100% up to you. Oh, and by the way, what you tell your therapist remains completely confidential.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/T-Boy today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/T-Boy. Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay. Second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. For our third and final story, it's Iowa's Caitlin Clark. She's now the all-time scoring leader in NCAA basketball history.
But Caitlin Clark already had a different scoring record with her college earnings.
Jack, let's pull out the scoreboard. Sunday night, number 6 Iowa was taking on number 2 Ohio State. Big 10 women's basketball matchup. Who we got, man?
Huge game. I don't know who won. The only thing anyone cared about was Caitlin Clark.
Right, because all eyes were on Caitlin shooting from like half court, basically.
She made history on Sunday night by scoring 35 points to become the all-time points leader in NCAA history.
Jack, have you seen her logo shots? You know about her logo shots?
No, I don't.
It's when she shoots not from the three-point line, but from like the logo by half court. That's how far back she is.
She shoots from the parking lot.
She's like a field goal kicker, but with basketball.
She didn't just break the women's record. She broke the men's record set by Pistol Pete Maravich back in 1970 for LSU.
Now, we should point out it isn't exactly apples to apples, these two records.
Pete Maravich did it in 45 fewer games when there was no three-point line and there was no shot clock to speed up the play.
But we should also point out that Pete happened to have his dad as the head coach of his college team and Caitlin Clark did not.
Yeah, so Pistol Pete was getting the ball every play because the coach was telling them to. It's his son.
In the meantime, Caitlin Clark now has the all-time most points in college basketball, men or women.
A record that most thought would never be broken.
Funny side note here, we happen to be covering this story about Caitlin Clark on Jack's birthday.
But Caitlin Clark was born on Nick's birthday.
Yeah, her birthday is January 22nd, 2002, and she wears the number 22. Did you notice that, Jack?
You wear the number 22, too.
Lacrosse, I was number 22.
And your birthday is also 122.
Born on 122 at 122 p.m.
Nick, guess how old she is? She's 22.
You're kidding. The 22s, they're just saying about us.
Now, the only thing left for Caitlin to win is the national championship. Last year, she lost in the finals. This year, second time's the charm.
Now, Jack, thanks for bringing us back to the story and to the number 2 again. But Caitlin Clark also just made a big decision.
She just announced she's foregoing her final year of college eligibility. She's going pro the WNBA draft.
But yet, here's what Jack and I found fascinating about this story. Caitlin Clark isn't in the WNBA yet, but by all financial accounts,
yes,
she's already a pro.
She's very much a professional basketball player.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddy Caitlin Clark with the NCAA scoring record?
She's turning pro finally, but she's already been pro thanks to NIL.
Caitlin Clark has the top college basketball scoring record, but she already has a paycheck record.
Because she's making an estimated $1 million a year in endorsement deals as a 22-year-old college senior.
And that's thanks to the 2021 Supreme Court ruling known as NIL, Name, Image, Likeness.
College athletes today can sign promotional deals with their name, image, and likeness without jeopardizing the ability to play college sports.
The University of Iowa does not pay Caitlin a dime, but companies are legally allowed to pay her many dimes.
And if you scroll her Instagram, you see those dimes. You see promoted posts with Jake from State Farm.
Buick posts, Bose headphones. She's doing promos with all of them.
She's got handshake Instagram posts with big brands like Nike, Gatorade, and H&R Block.
Caitlin Clark even has her very own cereal, her own version of Wheaties.
It's called Caitlin's Crunch Time, which is a perfect name for a basketball-themed cereal.
Now, besties, Caitlin got paid by all those brands who benefited from her name, her image, and her likeness, her NIL.
Caitlin Clark is turning pro, but by all financial accounts, she already was pro.
Jack and the birthday boy whip up the takeaways for us over there.
Disney's Bob Iger, Meta's Mark Zuckerberg, and Microsoft's Bill Gates all attended the same Indian wedding over the weekend.
But this wasn't about the couple or the family or the family's business. This wedding was about India.
For our second story, Apple just got fined $2 billion by the European Union for anti-competitive App Store practices.
Apple's mad because the App Store is the only division at Apple that's actually growing.
And our third and final story is Caitlin Clark. She's going to graduate from the University of Iowa as the top scorer in college basketball history.
Well, she's turning pro, but she already was pro thanks to her name, image, and million-dollar likeness.
But yet is this pod's not over yet. Here's what else you need to know today.
First, this week is all about mall earnings, as in brands that are in your local mall are all reporting Wall Street earnings.
The Gap, Abercrombie & Fitch, and Victoria's Secret, they're all announcing earnings this week, and we may cover them on the show.
And second, it is Super Tuesday, the big day of primary voting for presidential nominees of each party and a whole bunch of other stuff you might be voting on.
In California, in Texas, North Carolina, in Vermont, and 11 other states head to the polls today.
And finally, Bitcoin just passed $67,000 yesterday. It is close to hitting its all-time high of $69,000.
But like we told you last week, this feels like a FOMO rally.
And what happens with FOMO rallies, Jack?
FOMO can become NOMO, so be careful out there with your money.
Now, time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Jack Cravici Kramer, born and raised in Brattleboro, Vermont, because this is this man's birthday.
Now, I want to talk about my favorite park, which is also your favorite park, Nick.
I love it. It was my old backyard, Jack.
Central Park is America's oldest public park. When the city commissioned this park in the 1850s, there was no American park they could refer to. So they thought about the parks in Paris and London instead.
It was designed by humans, right? It's not just a natural park.
That's exactly right. It's 100% not natural. Although there's trees and hills and ponds, all of those were designed by the landscape architect, Frederick Law Olmsted.
It was planned like a building. Central Park was built.
And although the surrounding Manhattan Island is a grid of perfectly perpendicular streets, there's not a single straight line in all of Central Park.
Yetis, if you are in Central Park right now and you can find a straight line, we dare you to find a straight line.
Yeah, you're not going to find it.
Send us the pic. It's fake. We don't believe it.
There's one straight line.
Where is it, Jack?
The softball diamonds. The foul lines on the softball fields.
Frederick Law Olmsted wouldn't be happy about it, Jack. Yetis, you look fantastic for Jack's birthday. And remember, if you haven't yet, we got a poll growing on Instagram at TboyPod. What do we got, Jack?
Are you living the open-toed life or the closed-toed life? How do you like your Birks?
When you're wearing Birkenstock shoes, you showing those pinkies or are you keeping them enclosed?
Pro tip, clip your nails before going open-toe.
If you know, you know.
But hopefully you don't know.
And before we go, a happy combo birthday, not just to my co-host Jack Kramer, but also to his wife, Alex. Alex, congratulations.
Brooksy's birthday is in 2 days. This is a big month for this family.
This is the month of your birthdays, man. And we got Wilder coming up in just a few weeks. A
lot going on. A lot of cakes. A lot of balloons.
But that's so awesome that they're all at the same time. I love that, Jack.
It's an exciting time. And happy birthday to Coco Flageolet, who's coding for Airbnb up in the Presidio over in San Francisco.
And Yesenia Vasquez is celebrating a 31st birthday with a whole lot of Rioja over in Spain.
Happy birthday to Xavier Chang and his puppy Atlas down in Miami.
And Frank Tabora is celebrating a birthday down in Sarasota, Florida.
Happy birthday to Advita Karthikeyan in Kirkland, Washington.
And Alex M is celebrating a birthday over in Boston, just outside Boston.
And happy birthday to Widow Phillips, a good boy, the puppy of Ellen Grayson, who's turning one in West Virginia.
And Jenny just completed 200 hours of yoga training over in Chicago. She is not just doing logistics. She's bending over backwards namaste.
The light in us honors the light in you.
And congratulations to Annie Vitali, who's celebrating a new role at Oracle NetSuite in Austin, Texas.
And a big shout out to Josh Goralski, who's celebrating 13 years after donating his kidney to his dad.
That is a double win to celebrate.
This is Jack. I own stock of Disney and Victoria's Secret. Nick owns stock of Nike, and we both own stock of Airbnb, Apple, and Spotify. And we both own one Bitcoin named Ben.
Jack, you know what's going to happen too? Because you're traveling tomorrow. Every time you check with TSA, they're going to be like, happy birthday. Happy birthday. They're going to give you like a very subtle, like they acknowledge it, but like they're not going to really celebrate. But like inside, they're kind of excited.
They're not going to pull like an Olive Garden waiter, Bonacera song.
Yeah, here you go.
Busting out.
Happy birthday, by the way. All right, shoes off.
They're like, why are you flying Spirit? I'm like, good question.
Yeah. They're like, don't worry. Things will turn out. Things will get better. Don't worry.
Next year is going to be a great year for me.
I can tell you've got plenty of life ahead of you. It'll be okay.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.